There's a common saying in agricultural communities that goes, if you ate today, thank a farmer. If you see a farmer that looks like they're not having a great day, you might want to consider more than a hug. Agriculture Wellness Ontario, AWO, will be hosting a series of mental health literacy workshops called, In the Know, for Farmers and the Agricultural Community with 3 in-person sessions scheduled for February along with 2 virtual provincial sessions scheduled for February 12th and March 26th. The 4-hour workshops will cover topics of stress, depression, anxiety, substance use, and how to start a conversation around mental well-being. They're facilitated by a Canadian Mental Health Association mental health professional who will use real-life examples from the agricultural community. Michelle Denis, a communications officer with AWO, said the program was initially developed by mental health professionals and researchers from the University of Guelph who consulted farmers to ensure it would meet the needs of that community. The program was specifically designed to fill a gap in mental health education in the agricultural community, she said. The intention of this program has always been to serve farmers and those in the agriculture community. Statistics provided from the University of Guelph indicate that 76% of farmers reported experiencing moderate to high stress, and 68% of farmers are more susceptible than the general population to chronic stress, which can lead to physical and mental illness. In terms of self-harm, the study also showed that farmers are 2 times more likely to experience suicidal ideation than the general population, Denis said. 1 in 4 farmers surveyed felt their life was not worth living, wished they were dead, or thought of taking their own life in the last 12 months. Additional data on the AWO website that promotes In the Know shows that 35% of farmers meet the classification of depression and 58% meet it for anxiety. While farming can be a rewarding career, Denis classified it as a high-pressure vocation. It's demanding work, and farmers are often faced with uncertainties based on weather, biosecurity threats, and market volatility, she said. With these unique pressures, finding the right support can be very difficult. That's what makes our programs important. They're all delivered by people that have existing backgrounds or training in agriculture, to ensure individuals are being met with the appropriate support response. Agribusiness could be in line to take a hard hit if the United States follows through with their proposed tariffs, and Denis said the AWO has the resources to draw on to assist those who need it in dealing with the up-and-down nature of the situation. Our strongest resource for these times of uncertainty is the Farmer Wellness Initiative, a free support line that offers unlimited counseling to farmers, their families, and anyone who works in agriculture within Ontario, she said. It's available 365 days a year in English, French, and Spanish. Callers will be connected with a counselor that has training or an existing background in agriculture, and callers will receive support for as long as they need. Some steps that Denis encourages farmers and their families take to improve and sustain their mental health include taking short rest breaks throughout the workday, focusing on talking to yourself positively to counter negative thought patterns, taking care of physical health by staying hydrated, nourished, active, and getting proper sleep to maintain mental health, staying connected with your personal network and reaching out for support instead of facing challenges alone. Those interested in signing up for one of the virtual sessions can do so at the Agriculture Wellness Ontario website, where they can also find access to assistance should they require it.